Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Show them what time it is.
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
How about it, Packer fans? It's not over yet. Couple minutes to go in this one, but when you're on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, we got to start this at a specific time. So here we are, Packers, as we start the show up 35-25 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Tommy Wirtz, let me go to the Nicolay Law talking text line, if you don't mind, for me to start the show tonight.
Okay.
2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Justin from Port says, I'm going to bed. I refuse to stay up late watching this garbage. I'd rather sleep, says Justin in Port.
You missed a good one. Sounds like Justin in Port.
That's what it says. 2 hours ago from the 414, Matt LaFleur is getting outcoached by Arthur Smith. Offense versus offense. No creativity. No fluidity. No attacking. What the Steelers' weaknesses is this season. WTF, man. Yeah, well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of good ones here. 414, I don't mean to ask a naive question, but what does success equate to for Jordan?
That one really stings. That one's tough. So, good thing he did not put his name.
So when y'all are listening back on the podcast version of this, you can download this wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Just type in Green Bay Football Postgame Show. And thanks to our new sponsor, Lakeland University, coming on board this week. But Jordan Love, at one point, y'all, 20 straight completions for Jordan Love in this one. 20 straight completion, tying Brett Favre. Not Aaron Rodgers. Not Aaron Rodgers. Tying Brett Favre. And as was pointed out on the broadcast by Tirico, they really didn't keep track of consecutive completions all the way through Packer history. So who knows really what the actual record is. But of what they actually have, it would have been, he was one away from setting it and beating Brett Favre. And then he threw a quick pass into the dirt at the feet of Tucker Kraft. Well, I never even got to the feet. It was a couple yards away. But either way, I don't know what more we all need to see from Jordan Love necessarily. I understand the first half wasn't all that dandy and the offense didn't look good and they weren't converting on third downs. Neither were the Steelers. I understand all of this. But see, that Jordan Love that you just witnessed there in the second half, that's why they paid him. That's what they see in him. That's what they think this offense can look like as it continues to grow week in and week out. That's what it's supposed to look like. Christian Watson comes back and the offense starts to get going a little bit. Right? You know what the crazy part about it all this is? Who would have thought that getting the ball to Tucker Kraft would have made sense in this offense? Who would have thought that getting Tucker Kraft the ball would have resulted in points being scored by this offense? I mean, nobody was talking about Tucker Kraft. And just like that, that is why. This is all beautiful. Stuff we didn't see coming, Tommy Wirtz.
Oh, yeah. No one could have seen how great Tucker Kraft looked in this offense. No one could have seen Emmanuel Wilson, who I've had to die on this hill for a year now, that he outrushed with three less rushes today, Josh Jacobs, by 22 yards. Tucker Kraft looked amazing. Christian Watson coming back into this offense. Didn't need to have 10 targets heading towards Romeo Doubs' way in this game. You didn't have to find an excuse to get Matthew Golden the football. You had your playmakers in that were there for last year's success and now translating it into this year's success. And the beauty on top of it, the fourth quarter that has been the Achilles heel of this Green Bay Packers team, it feels like they put up 21 points of their 35 put up in the fourth quarter, and they only give up 6 points during that time as well, which their defense has seemed to run out of gas as well in the second halves this season. And it turned out everything was completely wrong when Aaron Rodgers is there. You can throw it all out the window.
Absolutely correct. So again, if you're just tuning in, we are on the air. We are doing this thing. Green Bay Football Postgame Show. The Packers get the win. You can use the socials. You can tweet at us at WI Sports Radio, Facebook, Instagram, all there for you. Or you can also use the Nicolay Law Talk and text line as well. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. I'm interested what that was all about there on the field after the game. Because Jordan Love, I believe, said he wanted Rodgers' jersey.
Yeah, that was something they brought up in pregame today. Yep.
Right, right. Well, it didn't happen there. I maybe it'll happen after everybody leaves the field and they'll get to do it or whatever. Maybe it'll be later. Yeah, it'll probably be later. Rodgers isn't going to screw him on the jersey. That's not going to happen.
Do you want that ugly jersey?
Hell no. No, I do not. I absolutely do not want that ugly jersey.
It's so gross.
I don't understand why they didn't put black pants on him, to be honest with you. Like, if it had black pants, it may not have looked as tacky, as bad as it did, but either way. Packers get the win today over the Pittsburgh Steelers, 35-25. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Nicolay Law Talk and text line again, 414-677-1250. 29 of 37 for Jordan Love. 29 of 37. 360 yards. Mm. 3 touchdowns. No sacks. A quarterback passer rating of 134.2 for Jordan Love.
Is that good?
How y'all haters liking that one? What do y'all think? Y'all still want to hate and Jordan Love? I'm guessing I won't hear from any of the haters tonight. I'm guessing it'll be a quiet night for the Jordan Love haters tonight. Probably went to bed after it was 20 in a row and he tied Brett Favre. How about this one right here?
Kraft again, taking off up the field. Tucker Kraft cuts inside to the 40-yard line and down at the 39. That's a gain of 33, and Kraft is rolling here tonight.
Tucker Kraft is an absolute monster.
Menace.
Right?
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine texted me. He goes, best tight end in the league. And I was like, I'm not quite sure the national media will call him the best tight end in the league. I think he's the best tight end in the league probably right now. But in order for him to be recognized as that, you're going to have more big games like this going forward the rest of the season. I remember we asked Ryan Wood, was it on this show or on Wisconsin Sports Daily? One of them. I said, so what do we put in the game number at? How many weeks before we see these many targets for Tucker Kraft again?
On this show.
Right, it was on this show last week. Mm-hmm. I was like, 4 weeks. I'll say 4 weeks. It'll be at least 4 weeks. And no, not, it wasn't 4 weeks. They got Tucker Kraft involved right away this week, even with Christian Watson being back, Tommy. They got Tucker Kraft involved and made him a big piece of this offense.
Yeah, I mean, it'll say 9 targets. It probably should go down as 8, as it was the last pass of the entire game the Packers threw, where he just threw one right at his feet. But 7 of 8 on his targets right there. He ran after the catch like a madman as well. Both Tucker Kraft and Christian Watson, over 20 yards of play when the ball was in their hand. I think that watching Tucker Kraft play this week, after what he did last week, what we've seen from him in previous weeks, he's now entering the conversation of elite in the tight end department for sure this season. And I love what he does, his energy, his leadership, and his mentality, how he plays the game. He blocked very well today, too, on top of it. It wasn't just that all he did was go out and make plays, which he did, but he was setting up guys as well today. And I thought Tucker Kraft, like, if they get this version of him and they're starting to use him like this, it now gives Green Bay an edge at that tight end position that is always going to be a mismatch for defenses to clamp up.
And sometimes maybe there's a little luck involved with a Jordan Love pass, but Tucker Kraft's there to take advantage.
Love hit as he throws, up for grabs.
That's in the third quarter, highlight courtesy of NBC. That's in the third quarter, right? Prior possession, the Packers jump offsides with Devontae Wyatt.
Mm.
They don't call it. Then they huddle like, oh, maybe we will drop a flag. And Pereira, the referee expert or whatever, the former NFL referee, he's like, yeah, this is highly unlikely to happen. Like, that does not, you don't drop a flag after, no, you don't drop it originally with everybody that's watching it. So they don't drop the flag. The Steelers then have to punt. Okay, fine. And then that lame duck throw that Love threw up, Tucker Kraft shoves Elliott, the safety, away from him to catch the ball. And then unfortunately, Elliott gets hurt later on that play. But again, those were two breaks that when the Packers weigh, and when we get to the turning point, I'll preview for it. That is going to be where my turning point is going to be. Those back-to-back things that happened there in the third quarter, once on the Steeler possession and then the next Packer possession, just shifted all momentum in this
game. All right, I'll be the Sparky this week then, if you would like.
You be you. You don't need to be me.
The first half, pretty concerning, though, and at all worried that it took this long for the offense to get chugging along?
I mean, obviously you wanted the offense to do more than they did in the first half, obviously, at some point. I was never at any point worried they were going to lose this game. I was never at any point worried
that
the offense wasn't going to get going.
Were never worried? Two kicks were missed today, and that
by
felt
McManus.
Like that could miss a lot of things up.
Yeah, sure. But again, I mean, the first one, hey, man, he's older, whatever. He kicked it short. It is what it is. The second one, yes, he missed. Flat out missed it. That's not something we normally see. You Packer fans ought to be ashamed of yourself, by the way. Yeah, well, let's go get to the guy that's been kicking the last 2 weeks back. Let's go with him. Man, how quickly you forgot how McManus bailed us out last year, not missing kick after kick. Guy coming off of injury, misses a couple. Y'all ready just to jump ship. Ah, to hell with him. Let's go get somebody else who's had it, who's kicked for 2 weeks, wasn't even on a damn roster because nobody thought he was good enough to be on a roster, and you want to jump ship on Brandon McManus. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. So, no, I wasn't worried about all that nonsense at that point. I just figured at some point they were going to get going. Now, I didn't think they'd get going like this in the second half by any stretch of the imagination. But I was happy to see it happen because, again, Jordan Love showing off a little bit there. That's what we wanted to see against Aaron Rodgers. Trail, Northside, you're up first here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show after the Green Bay Packers take it to the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, 35-25. It feels good, Trail.
It does feel good. I can't believe that we're changing places. We're trading places, though. I feel like you on a normal day today, and this is kind of weird to me. But I'm very concerned about the first half. I'm happy about the result. I'm happy that Jordan Love played well. His coming out party. I'm happy about that. I'm happy at the defense. I can see that they can close when need to.
Which they weren't doing earlier in the year.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. But LaFleur with this herky-jerky type his play calling in the first half. He's got to fix that, man, because we can't, like, these type of things, this is not the first time we've seen this. And I don't want to get in the playoffs, and he still hasn't figured out a rhythm with his play calling. And we get in a game where we're down to a team we're supposed to be beating, or whatever may be the case, and then we got to fight the whole second half. Anything fluky can happen. See, I want him to get into a mode, and if he needs to hire
Trell.
Go ahead.
Let's be honest. I got Rainbow Trout, who's one of the more negative people you'll ever see on any social media, on YouTube right now. Sparky's turning into a shill. Boo. Hey, listen up. I want to make this very clear, Rainbow Trout, and anybody else listening. How many NFL teams do you think on a week-to-week basis score on every possession? How many NFL teams on a week-to-week basis think the offense is smooth sailing for four quarters, every quarter, every week of the season? It does not happen. However, how many NFL teams do you think are capable of doing what the Packers just did in the second half of that game? How many quarterbacks in this league are capable of doing what Jordan Love just did in the second half of that game? Like, I'm not trying to be a shill, as Rainbow Trout is saying, or whatever. I'm just being realistic. Like, if you watched other NFL games today, you saw offenses having to punt, not converting on third downs. Like, they're not the only team in the league that struggles with this stuff.
No, Sparky, but come on now. We got to be realistic, and we gotta stay facts when we're taking it. You're right about the second half. Absolutely right. We're not saying anything against that. But Joe Flacco just ate up this defense last week.
Sure.
Joe Flacco did.
Fine.
So you tell me, after seeing that first half, what would
you
be
thinking? 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Flacco got him. Yeah. Last week, they had the Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, like you said, that defense, though, was not the reason that they had problems in the first half of that game. The reason they had problems in the first half of that game was because the Packers couldn't convert on third down, and their field goal kicker missed two field goals. That's what the first half was.
Yeah, but he was flinging it, though, Sparky. LaFleur had Jordan Love and shotgun flinging the football.
Yes.
Why?
Because he wanted to do
something else.
They couldn't run the ball. They could not run the ball all day.
On Friday, Trell, I said I'd love to just let him go off. Screw the normal play game plan. Let him wing it and let him show up Aaron Rodgers. That's what I said on Friday. And Ryan Wood laughed and said there's no chance that's going to happen. Well, I mean, that's exactly what happened. He flinged it around.
That is exactly what happened.
And he flinged it around, and they threw up, 35 points, and it all worked out. Thanks for the call. That's what happened. Again, they had scored 27 and every other one 35. But again, I love you all. They're averaging, damn near almost 30 points a game in a win, and we're crying about how bad the offense is.
Right. Yeah,
You can't
do it.
You can't be serious.
There can be legitimate concerns
about the run game. On every drive.
No,
your point, Josh Jacobs did not look good today, or the offensive line did not block well, however you want to look at it. Yes, fine. They weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. Sure. But let's just calm down on all the stuff about, Matt LaFleur's a horrible play caller, this and that and every other thing. Guys, it'd be one thing if this team was in their five wins now, because they've got five wins now. If in their five wins they were averaging like 15 points, man, I'd be like, hey, there's a problem here. They better do better than this, because when they go up against some high-scoring offenses, they're going to have some problems. If that's what was happening. The tie, they scored 40 in the tie. So if you put the wins and the tie together, they're over 30 a game right now, guys. What are we doing? What are you worried about? This team knows how to score points offensively. Now, to Trell's point, yeah, you don't want to give up 40 to Dallas. I agree. Yeah, you don't want Flacco throwing the ball all over the yard against you in an end-of-game situation. Fine, I agree with you on that. But if the point is LaFleur sucks, or LaFleur's not a good play caller, or Jordan Love stinks, Jordan Love's overpaid, which is all I've been hearing about, take a step back and really look at the big picture of what the Packers are doing week to week and what everybody else in the National Football League is doing week to week, guys. They're doing something pretty cool right now. They really are.
And that's a pretty quality win to go.
Hold on. I got to cut you off because we're way late for a break.
Oh,
otherwise, we're never going to get to a break. he is Sammy Wirtz, Steve Sparky, Fiber with you. Feel free to jump aboard. Call me a show like Rainbow Trout, whatever you'd like to do. Let's go. Nicolay Law, talk and text at 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Sparky and Tommy with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans. You live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All about that nasty D. They're all going down.
Who made the big play on D? It's time for the defensive play of the game. On the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I don't know. I guess we could go a couple of different ways with this and a Packers victory over the Steelers tonight. What do you think about this one?
319!
Is it 319? You heard before that cadence. Rodgers deep drop. Nothing open. He's going down. Sacked Micah Parsons. Number one got one.
Number one got one. Rashawn Gary had a couple today as well, Tommy Wirtz. Did you have a different one?
No, I like that one mainly because I'm recording Jordan Love. But I will also say this, that the defense did look much improved in the second half. I thought Carrington Valentine had a pretty good game as well. Keyshawn Nixon, definitely not his best showing on Sunday Night
Adrian
Football.
Cooper forced the fumble, which was nice.
The fumble from Cooper would have probably been the only play that could rival it, and he was everywhere. He was showing off his athleticism again today that, you know, Jaylen Warren, not much of a factor in the pass game. Adrian Cooper chasing everyone down. A little quieter night from Quay, but if one of those two is going to step up week in and week out, I think I'd rather have it be Cooper with knowing what he can do in a ball game.
Yeah, no question about that. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Tommy Wirtz over there. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. On around the beautiful state of Wisconsin here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Live from these beautiful studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Got to take another quick time out. Come back on the other side. We'll go inside the box score and seeing a guy that covers the Steelers trying to calm down Steeler fans and try to explain why Jordan Love didn't get sacked tonight by this vaunted Steelers defense that has had the ability to get home. So we'll do that coming up next. And again, like I said, go inside the box. Packers win tonight 35-25. Over the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're listening to the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Packers do what the Packers do, and that is they win, baby. 5-1-1, still with the best record in the NFC, doing their thing. 35-25, Packers over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, loser. In this one tonight in Pittsburgh. Don't forget, all day tomorrow, we'll be talking about the green and gold on a Green and Gold Monday here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Tomorrow morning, Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas, Josh Albrecht. They'll have Joe Thomas on, the NFL Hall of Famer, the Badger Great. He'll be on tomorrow morning at 7:40. Get his thoughts on the Packers. Get his thoughts on
the best Badger game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I said it afterwards. Like, if there's such a thing as a moral victory for a team that can't win in the Big Ten, I think that was it for the Badgers. I mean, the fact that you were still in that thing at halftime was amazing, with probably the worst quarterback the Badgers have had in like a decade. Or longer. Maybe since before Barry Alvarez. I don't know. A long time. But otherwise, let's not stay on that. Let's go talk happy Packer thoughts here at this point. But the Packers, they get the win. So tomorrow, like I said, Inside Wisconsin Sports, 6 to 9. 9 to noon with Kuhn. That's right. John Kuhn was on the sidelines reporting for the radio broadcast of this game. He'll be on tomorrow morning with Rami Makhlouf, Brandon Snide producing that show. Then noon to 2, Mason Crosby with Mitch Thundernelson, brought to you by Verizon. I saw a guy wearing a Mason Crosby jersey in church this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
That's probably the most appropriate Packer jersey to wear in church that I know of right now, too.
I'd probably say so.
Yeah.
That was very cool. So he'll be on tomorrow noon to 2 with our guy Tommy Wirtz producing that one. Then 2 until 5, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's and myself, Charlie Usen, producing the show. And that's Wisconsin Sports wrapping up all the cool stuff that happened during the day from 5 to 6 with our guy Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. I want to get inside the box, but quickly, John Ledyard, who has covered the NFL for years, and now talks about the Steelers and so forth, I tweeted this out about a half hour ago. Pro Football Focus has Jordan Love with a 2.49 time to throw. People will complain about the pass rush about the Steelers all week because of no sacks, but you are just not going to get home very often when a quarterback is able to throw the ball immediately to a wide-open first read on almost every dropback. You always hear about marrying rush with coverage. No team does it as poorly as Pittsburgh. Doesn't matter as much versus bad quarterbacks. Always get exposed versus better quarterbacks. Quarterback doesn't go 20 straight completions very often, but then again, you don't get many schemes as predictable and poorly executed and communicated as the Steelers very often either. Easy living for Jordan Love.
20 straight completions with no sacks is crazy, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, didn't have to throw the ball away. There's only one QB hit on the ledger for TJ Watt, too, and just one tackle for loss against this Packers offense. When you look at it from the box score perspective, it felt like this was clicking on all cylinders the entire game for Green Bay, which really they figured it out in the second half, and that's all they needed in the end in this one, too.
Exactly right. Absolutely right. So this is pretty good. So earlier in the game, when the Packers had a touchdown, and it was the second touchdown of the game for the Green Bay Packers, the one that Savion Williams scored on, right?
Yes, yeah, that
and
was in the third.
I tweeted out, I'm assuming people will praise LaFleur for that touchdown play call for Williams. Got one response back from BK, said no. I got another one back from Johnny Two Socks, squirrel meat nut. Got another one that says offense sucks. Back and forth we go. I read the text messages from earlier during the game. I led off the show reading those text messages from a couple hours ago with people killing the Packers offense. Y'all need to call in and apologize to everybody involved. Y'all were wrong. You absolutely were absolutely wrong. I didn't get one text message on the Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line. Maybe you forgot the number, those of you that texted earlier. 414-677-1250. Texting back, go, Sparky, they figured out they're in the second half, man. They were cooking there in the second half. Just saying. Like, it's okay. It's okay to say, yeah, whoops, we spoke too soon on that one.
Let's go inside the box score. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, lots to get to here. We got to talk about the Green Bay Packers offense. And this Green Bay Packers offense getting it done for certain.
The 16 to Kraft, the tight end, with blocking. Kraft inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Tucker Kraft. It's not just tight ends day. Extended to the night. Packers take the lead.
No, no, no. Screw National Tight Ends Day. It's Tucker Kraft Day, damn it. Going forward, we will know this as Tucker Kraft Day around the country.
Tucker Kraft, 143 yards, 7 grabs, and 2 touchdowns, but he's the first Packer in the team's history with over 140 yards and 2 touchdowns from the tight end position.
And he had a drop.
Yeah, he did, yes.
He had a drop. So yeah. Of the 9 targets, he should have had 8
and
for like
150. And one was Love thrown out of a sack right
correct.
At his feet. So really, he caught everything except for one ball.
Except for one ball. Love, 29 of 37, 360, 3 touchdowns, no sacks, a passer rating of 134.2. Emmanuel Wilson, 11 carries for 61 yards, average of 5.5. Josh Jacobs, 13 for 33, an average of 2.5. That's all it was, 2.5.
As long as the day, 6, 2.
But this happened.
Second and goal, Jacobs trying to bounce to the outside. Can he get there? Yes, he can! Touchdown, Green Bay takes the lead. Emmanuel Wilson, the running back here for this 2-point attempt by Green Bay, their first of the season.
I'd like to know if anybody, how many other teams had not attempted a 2-point conversion this year to this point outside of the Green Bay Packers. I'd have to imagine there's not very many that are still sitting here, 7 games in without having a 2-point conversion until game 7 of the football season. Maybe
let me,
not.
Let me see what I can find.
Maybe there's a bunch. I found that very interesting. All right, back to the numbers we go. Tucker Kraft, 7 catches, 143, as said, 2 touchdowns. Christian Watson, welcome back. 4 catches for 85 yards for Christian Watson, including this one right here.
Love with a hand signal, the pressure comes. It's picked up, up to space, downfield for Watson. He's got it! Christian Watson, welcome back. He's got it up. 7. Flag in the secondary.
Don't worry. It was against the secondary, not the Packers. 33 yards there for Christian Watson. Highlights courtesy of NBC. 4 catches, 85 yards. A completely game-changing deal for this Packers offense going forward when opposing defenses have to deal with Christian Watson, Tommy.
Looks like coming into today, here seem to be the teams that have not registered a percent on two-point conversion, so I would assume that that means they have not attempted one. You have the Tennessee Titans, the Arizona Cardinals, Los Angeles Rams, Cincinnati Bengals, Seattle Seahawks, Atlanta Falcons, Green Bay Packers, and maybe the most surprising one, the Detroit Lions.
Really?
Yeah.
That is surprising. Mm-hmm. You would think the team that doesn't punt would also go for twos all the time. Not the case. Let's go to the dugout chat. Got another one there up on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. Obviously, what do we got there, Tommy?
Yeah, this one comes from Kendall. I still believe we need a corner.
So I was wrong about one thing during the game, if we're going to be honest. I said, hey, Keyshawn Nixon, rough start to the day, still plenty of time to turn it around and be better. No, he stunk for the whole game. It's unfortunate. This was probably the worst game Keyshawn Nixon has played at corner, whether it's boneheaded penalties or losing guys, whatever. The muff punt that he had, and Matt LaFleur did not give him another chance at it after that. He's like, nope, you're done. That's the end of that. We're putting Romeo Doubs back there. So I agree with you. They need a corner, not just because of Keyshawn Nixon this week, but Keyshawn Nixon last week wasn't that good either. Carrington Valentine stepped up and played better this week, right? After Nate Hobbs stunk last week, they went back to Valentine a little bit more. Rodgers thought he could pick on him, and Valentine had a pretty good day at corner. But yes, I agree with you, Kendall. They definitely need a corner. Trade deadline about a week and a half away here, and then it's done, and then they're not going to be able to get anybody unless it's off the street with somebody that doesn't have a job at this point. I would be kind of surprised, I think, at this point, if Goody doesn't go get a corner.
Oh,
and it's not going to be a first-round pick for a corner. But I wouldn't be surprised if he trades a 5 or a 6 to get a corner, a veteran corner to put in there to kind of help out this secondary.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but as far as a corner more impactful than what Nate Hobbs can be or Carrington Valentine was today, I seem very unlikely. I guess they don't really trust the Bo Melton on defense strategy as much as they might have let on at the beginning of the year, it seems like, because he took reps on offense again today.
Yep, special teams all over that.
Always on special teams. Yep. So I don't understand it, really, what they were thinking. Why keep Bo Melton on this team for that reason? If you knew that, you would think they could have kept one more corner from the practice squad or from earlier in preseason if they knew the depth was going to be this thin.
Yeah, no doubt. He is Tommy Wirtz, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you. Dial it up. Text it in if you want. Nicolay Law talking. Text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Continuing on, Romeo Doubs. 3 catches, 44 yards, 6 targets. He loves himself some Doubs. Malik Heath, 3 for 29. The tiptoeing down the one sideline on the one play, which was really nice. Emmanuel Wilson, 3 for 26 catches. Josh Jacobs, 3 for 12. For him, Savion Williams, 1 for 8, of course, with that touchdown. Luke Musgrave, 1 for 5. Fitzpatrick, 1 for 4. Matthew Golden, 3 for 4 yards. I really thought we'd see more Matthew Golden.
Stop predicting it.
I'm not complaining.
Stop predicting
it. I'm not complaining because I got Tucker Kraft. I know I can't get both. So I'll take the Tucker Kraft if
well, and
that's
Savion Williams got a touchdown before
yes.
he did. So another one. Like, they just... I don't understand how he doesn't have anything going down the field to Matthew Golden. That's the
everything
part.
Was short. Yeah.
Everything was short again, yeah. And it feels like it's been that way. This guy has the 4-2 speed, and they just want to get the ball in his hands and see what he does with it rather than try to beat someone down the field, it feels like.
Yeah, no question. But again, this one here, this game is going to be remembered for the second half and this streak.
Bring some pressure, drop some guys out. Consecutive completions, something that hasn't been done by a Green Bay quarterback since Brett Favre in 2007. Jordan Love doing it tonight in front of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
What? Aaron never did that?
Aaron never did that. No,
oh.
Aaron never had 20 straight completions like Jordan Love did tonight.
I can't believe Favre did.
Which was nice. Man, you don't understand, man. Like, no, that dude, like,
just that was back in 2007. He was slinging it around the same way. Like, it wasn't dink and dunk football with Brett Favre. I've watched Brett Favre. I understand that I'm more, you know, partial to Aaron from what I saw. But
Brett got hot, man. He got hot. There is just no question. When he got on that level where he couldn't miss, that he started throwing the Neil Bohr than he normally did even then to try and really test how
this
high
goes
he was.
Back to the conversation of us last year on, is Jordan Love more like Aaron Rodgers or more like Brett Favre?
He's between the two of them. I mean, I don't think there's any question he's between the two of them.
So which one is he better than?
Neither.
But he's between them.
Yeah, but he's not better than either of them. And what I mean by between them is, okay, so yes, he's going to take some chances, right? He is. And you're going to be like, oh my God, why did you throw that ball? There's going to be those moments, right? There's also going to be the moments like Aaron Rodgers had where he holds on the ball too long and takes an unnecessary sack when he doesn't have to. So you're going to have some of that. But he's also going to put together streaks, I promise you, where he don't throw a pick for several games in a row. And that's going to be kind of Aaron-like. And then he's going to go through times where he's like Brett, where he's going to throw four picks in three games or something crazy, and he's going to get in a little bit of a funk. That's why I say he's not a Hall of Famer like either one of them necessarily. But remember, Favre led the world in interceptions in his career, and he's still a first ballot Hall of Famer. He went to two Super Bowls and won one. Really, at the end of the day, if we're going to be honest about this, if Jordan Love wins a Super Bowl and just plays like he's been playing, he's going to have every opportunity to go.
You speak too far in advance.
I said if he wins one.
Yes, but there's way more to talk about impressive the performance has been to this point to say, hey, if he does this eventually.
Well, like, I mean, in fairness, we could say when he wins it this year, because he is 27. Oh, that's when Bart won his first championship. That's when Brett won his. That's when Aaron won his. If we're being fair, this is the year.
I think there are some. I love the positivity around Jordan Love. I think that he is a very talented and complete quarterback. I think that there's times where he might miss that throw that you want to see him make, but you didn't have any of those moments today. And, you know, a lot of people were claiming this and how emotional this game was for Aaron and the revenge game that comes with Aaron Rodgers playing the Packers.
Yep.
Jordan Love kind of showed up for his moment to go up against his success, you know, his predecessor as well, too. Like, that was him coming out with a little bit of fire and a little bit of anger, maybe, to try to show it to Aaron that, yeah, they were ready for me, old man, move over.
I want to address one other thing here before we get to Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur. We've had talks on the radio for a while now, right? Are they going to pay Devontae Wyatt and extend him? Are they going to get Quay Walker's extension done, right? That's what we've been talking about. Romeo Doubs. Are they going to trade Romeo Doubs at the deadline? There's no room at the end, right? They probably don't want to pay Romeo Doubs. Or are they going to extend Romeo Doubs? They better get something done with Tucker Kraft here quickly. I'm just about to tell you, they better. He has next year in 2026, he's age 26, and then he's a free agent in 27. If there's anybody on this team that needs an extension, I'm extending him before Quay Walker, before Devontae Wyatt, before Romeo Doubs. That's the dude that should be getting something done right now.
Who can
Before anybody else, who
can be a bigger superstar to their sport? Tucker Kraft sticking with the Packers long term, or Jackson Churio's tenure with the Brewers?
Oh, Churio. Yeah, Jackson.
Okay,
Churio.
All right. Just gauging where you're at with this take. Go ahead.
Jackson Churio still. Jesus Made, Jackson Churio, or Tucker Kraft?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm asking you.
Dude, Tucker Kraft's awesome. He's so fun. And it's a position that it feels like Green Bay.
He's not going to answer the question.
Absolutely not.
You're just sidestepping.
No. Tucker Kraft is the football answer. Churio is the baseball answer. That's what we'll say.
Oh, Made hasn't moved in front of Churio for you yet?
No, not yet. No. Luis Pena. I'm a Luis Pena stan.
I don't care. It's not going to take very long. Tommy Wirtz over there. C. Sparky Pfeiffer with you over here. Packers get the win 35-25. It's just amazing. How about Jody? Jody Ralston on Twitter 2 hours ago. The whole team sucks. They just aren't very good. How about that tweet? That was pretty good.
What we should probably put out here before we go to break.
Mike didn't say yes. LaFleur's coaching, unimaginative play calling. He continues to create situations where the Packers have to be perfect on offense because of his play calling. And when they aren't perfect, there's zero chance of recovery. Well, that may be true. Maybe they were perfect in the second half.
Is this their most impressive victory this season?
Nah, I don't think Pittsburgh's that great.
What do you mean? They were their tops in their division.
I would still say it's the Lions.
That was week one when the Lions weren't the Lions.
I don't care. I still think of
this is like mid-season week eight impressive victory going to Acrisure Field, whatever it's pronounced.
Heinz Field. That's how I pronounce it.
And I'm saying that this victory was awesome for the Packers and might be the most impressive one.
They're going to be like a 500 team.
All right. It's going to lead the Mason Crosby show tomorrow then if you're not going to talk about it.
No. They're like a 500 team, the Steelers. They're not that good.
They're going to win their division.
They're not that good. What does that mean?
They're going to win their division.
Joe Burrow's hurt in Cincinnati.
Quarterback. Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel's a quarterback in Cleveland.
Stud.
And
most of
Baltimore is having the worst year ever with Lamar Jackson.
Not in.
And that defense stinks. But either way, regardless, who did Baltimore?
The Bears.
Oh, they did beat the Bears.
You knew this. You knew this.
Did they really?
Oh, man. You're a sneaky guy, Spark. Sneaky guy.
Yeah, we were watching it earlier at lunch, so... Yeah, that's too bad for Chicago. And Minnesota lost. Lions are on bye. Packers just continue to advance in the division, y'all. Coming up next, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from Jordan Love. Ryan Woods in Green Bay. We'll check in with him as well from the Green Bay Press Gazette, our Packers beat writer, all straight ahead here on the Green Bay Football Post Game Show, broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here. Welcome back. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. 35-25, your Green Bay Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just saw a stat on Twitter, Lily Zhao from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Jordan Love, the first Packer quarterback to win in Pittsburgh since Bart Starr in 1970. What in the world? 1970. Man, I'm old and I wasn't even born yet in 1970. That's crazy. That it's been that long since the Green Bay Packers have won in Pittsburgh. Now, again, it's not a division rival where they're in there in Pittsburgh twice a year or anything like that. But it's kind of like, and maybe not even to the same degree, where the Bucks for years and years and years couldn't win in Phoenix against the Suns for the longest of times. It was just absolutely horrible every time they would go into Phoenix to play. And eventually they broke that string too. So that's a pretty cool little nugget. Speaking of Jordan Love, let's hear from Jordan Love after tonight's game.
I want to talk about that Jordan Love in the zone comment there. This is a couple of minutes of Jordan Love from earlier tonight. That Cowboys game in Dallas, his first year as a starter, watching that game, you felt like he was in the zone. Like, it just did. The whole game, you felt like, oh my goodness gracious. Like, he's making unbelievable throws. I don't think anybody really necessarily was aware of the little completion streak that he had going until they brought it up on TV when he got to, what, 18 or whatever it was. You're like, oh, hot damn, he's made 18 throws in a row? He didn't even realize it because it wasn't like he was making wild throws. He was just making the throws he was supposed to make. And right now, if you're looking at YouTube right now, at WI Sports Radio, you'll see the picture that Jordan Love was referencing up on YouTube right now, right? What does it say? Come
get some.
Yeah, come get some.
It's when he was, it's from 2012, so he's probably 13, 14,
somewhere
right
in that area.
Yeah. Yeah, come get some on his shirt.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah, no question about it. But again, from the aspect of being in the zone, I never got that. I never gathered that, like, watching it. I never felt that way. Tommy, did it feel that way to you watching it?
That Jordan Love was in the zone?
Yeah, that you watching, like, oh, man, he's cooking right now. I guess I never felt that way. I just felt like he was making throws.
I think it was because Tucker Kraft felt more that way, right? Tucker Kraft felt like he was in the zone. He couldn't be stopped anytime he had the ball in his hands.
Except for one, when he dropped it.
Yeah, but yeah. I would say that Jordan, when he made that throw to Christian Watson that got him within the 5-yard line or whatever, that just floated perfectly over the defender, like, that was an in-the-zone throw, to be fair. And we didn't really have one of those moments where it was like, how did you miss him, right? Like, there was no misread with Luke Musgrave or Savion Williams or whoever it usually is, too. Like, I thought when he had the 20 straight completions, I didn't realize he had 20 straight completions before that moment. But maybe in hindsight, yeah, he was in the zone.
Here's one for you. Again, speaking of somebody being up late. 414. Sparky, I know it's late for you. That's really no excuse, though. Sometimes you sound like you're auditioning for that four-letter network, or even worse, 670 The Score. Hot take chasing is not a good look. Calling Pittsburgh a 500 team is straight disrespectful. Good. They will be a playoff team, and they will win their division pretty easily. Any real look at the game would say that, but then again, your hot take caused this text, so I guess you're doing a good job. SMH. Dude, if you watch the Steelers team and you think they're a threat to do absolutely anything in the National Football League, then clearly you're a Steelers fan, because there is no threat whatsoever for the Pittsburgh Steelers to do jack crap. Could they win their division? Will they win their division? Yes, because their division is the worst in football. Baltimore has, what, 2 wins now after they beat the Bears today?
Yep.
2. Cincinnati has no quarterback, nor does Cleveland.
Joe Flacco.
So throw them a party that they're going to win that division. Stop with this crap.
You want to hear a stat that's really eye-opening for that division?
Furthermore, hold on a second. Go look at their numbers, Mr. Steeler lover. Go look at their numbers. I looked at them on Friday. They're at the bottom across the board. And when you start talking about defense, they were like the second worst pass defense in football coming into this game.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have scored 175 points this year. They have allowed 175 points this year. Oh. They have a differential of 0 in the points department.
Great team!
The next closest in their division has minus 36.
Right.
That is Baltimore.
Right.
And somehow at minus 79, but yet still second in the division, it is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Again, you can be a Steelers fan. That's cool. But let's not make crap up and act like there's some great world beater team here. They're not. They're just not. They're in a bad division. So, yes, you're right. They're going to be in the playoffs, and then they're going to get beat, and they're going to go home. And that's going to be the extent of it. And if they end up in the Super Bowl, by all means, you can call me Hot Take Sparky or whatever you want to call me, and we'll go from there.
You look right.
But they're not. They are not a good football team. They're just not. They're about a 500 team, 9-10 wins, right? They're going to get the benefit of a crappy division, and they're going to go into the playoffs, and that's wonderful. But they're not on the same level as the Packers are at this point.
They got the Colts next week.
Yeah. And do you know the history of that matchup? The history of that matchup is the Colts never, hardly ever do well. This goes all the way back to the Jerome Bettis days and Neil O'Donnell and AFC Championship game, where the Colts had several opportunities to win it and didn't. And then the Steelers went to the Super Bowl and got absolutely splattered all over the wall by the Cowboys. But yeah, so either way, we'll move on from that. Let's hear a little bit from Matt LaFleur, who talked after a Packers 35-25 over the great Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, there is a little bit of Matt LaFleur. So there he goes. He says it. We're going to cut that, save it. And the next time we get to a game where Tucker Kraft gets 2 targets, we're just going to play it back. And hopefully we don't have to play it back at any point the rest of the season, Tommy.
Yeah, and I think that's a good sign in the right direction as well, that Matt LaFleur is evolving in his head coaching even in year 7. And some people want to say that they wish he would have been here sooner, but you have back-to-back weeks here where last week he goes for it on fourth down to win the game, remember? And then this week he realizes, you know what, we should probably get the ball in the hands of the best weapon on offense, and that is Tucker Kraft, and I will now come out here and say it so all of you can hold me accountable if I am not getting the ball in the hands of the best weapon on the offense for the Green Bay Packers, which is Tucker Kraft.
That's
again.
Right. Nicolay Law, talk and text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. 414 says, I don't like the Steelers, but we handle the Steelers like the non-threatening team they are. Respect Tomlin, though. Agreed. No doubt. Another one from the 414. They're not a threat, not a 500 team. They've been better over the last 30 years. Absolutely, they've been better. Tomlin has been struggling to find a quarterback for some time to make this work out. Tomlin deserves a lot of credit for making that team a winning team or 500 team each and every year he's been there. He's been there forever. And do you realize people in Pittsburgh and on Sports Talk Radio in Pittsburgh have wanted him fired for like the last 5 or 6 years? They've been trying to get him ran out of Pittsburgh. That's a very popular topic in Pittsburgh.
They haven't won a playoff game in quite some time.
Correct.
Now, right?
And that's why they want him fired. Yes. They're done. They want to move on. They've had their fill. And now you've got Aaron Rodgers, as old as he is, talking about maybe coming back and playing next year because him and Tomlin get along and he's enjoying himself there, which is great. I hope he comes back and plays another year if need be at the end of the day. Packers get the win 35-25. Come back. I want to hear from Aaron Rodgers, but we're also going to hear from Christian Watson straight ahead. Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.
Forces Rodgers to escape, but is there at the end. He and Khalil Mack meet at the quarterback. Rashawn Gary, excuse me, for the sack back at the 38-yard line.
He almost ran a full circle on that one. Watch Parsons. He's going to start to his left, circle all the way around, force Rodgers up in the pocket, and still go run him down from the backside of it.
Just such a huge, huge difference to this defense having Micah Parsons. It does to me. Listen, if they don't win a Super Bowl in this Micah Parsons run, that does not make this a bad deal. I mean, he is paying off in spades with just what he's able to allow the rest of this defense to do at the end of the day. He just is. Rashawn Gary is benefiting from him, as is Devontae Wyatt, as is everybody else on this defensive line. The highlight courtesy of NBC. Time now to get to this guy.
What happened in today's game? It's time to go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Ryan Wood joins us now on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Mr. Ryan Wood, I breached it and broached it with you on Friday about the idea of maybe they let Jordan Love just wing it all over the place and let him show off a little bit against Aaron Rodgers, and that's kind of what happened.
You know, I don't think the word is let. I think the word is had to, right? Like, it was very clear Josh Jacobs' calf is something that they're still being very cautious with. They had no run game tonight. I don't think they came into this game hoping that they would just have to rely solely on the pass game, put on Jordan Love's back. That wasn't the plan, but it became the necessity, and they did. They put it on Jordan Love's back, and my goodness, did he deliver. Sparky, outside of maybe a playoff game in Dallas,
yep.
I don't think this is I've ever seen this quarterback that locked in. I was thinking that midway through the third quarter. This is as locked in as I maybe have ever seen Jordan Love play in an NFL game. And then you realize he hasn't had an incompletion since the first half. He went the entire third quarter without an incompletion. 20 straight passes that he connected on tonight. In that range, there was a two-point conversion. Like, everything was coming up spades for this guy. That's another level that we just saw. That was as good as that position could be played.
And the other part about this, too, is, and I read this earlier, according to Pro Football Focus, his average time getting rid of the ball was like 2.49, 2.5, somewhere in that area. And the guy that covers the Steelers is like, I don't care who the pass rush is. If he's getting the ball out that quick consistently for an entire game, it's going to make it very difficult to sack him. And yes, they got some pressure, but for the most part, Jordan Love was able to beat it in the Packers offensive line, and namely the running backs, Jacobs and Wilson, did a great job stepping up and stopping the blitz.
The best example of that came on Tucker Kraft's second touchdown, which was the exact next play after Zach Tom leaves the field. So now Darian Kennard's off. Right. And he's got TJ Watt across from him. You're thinking, boy, this could be a problem. Jordan Love, he's aware of the situation, and he steps, stands, fires as quick as can be, fires a strike to Tucker Kraft, leads him for the touchdown. Like, it was the little things that he did. You look at the numbers, 360 yards, 29 of 37, three touchdowns, 134 passer rating. Like, the numbers jump off the page. But when you really break down what was inside the numbers tonight, every little thing that is required at that position, situationally, Jordan Love was on top of. And that's what you need from your quarterback. For a young guy, he is still young, to be making those type of strides. We came into the season saying that the situational awareness, those are the things that Jordan Love needs to take a jump on this third season. He's done that. Go back to Cincinnati, biggest throw of the game, 3rd and 9. He finds Matthew Golden. Go back to last week, 4th and 2. He finds Tucker Kraft, game-winning touchdown. Then tonight, all the situational things he's on top of.
Yeah, it was really impressive. Follow Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on Twitter at @ByRyanWood as he joins us here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. The other part about this is not only the offense, but what about on the defensive side of the ball and the pass rush they were seemingly being able to get against Aaron Rodgers, Rashawn Gary, and Micah Parsons having a nice game.
Hey, they get a takeaway, finally. In that first half, when Edgerrin Cooper looks like he's about to intercept Aaron Rodgers and just kind of like just somehow escapes his hands. I still don't know how he didn't pick that off. You're thinking, boy, is this defense just snaked it? And then as Edgerrin Cooper comes back with a forced fumble in the second half that Javon Bullard jumps on, getting takeaways is huge. Like, you've got to be able to take the football away to be a great defense. They were able to do that again tonight. The pass rush getting home. Micah Parsons is just a special player. Mm-hmm. He is at one point, it was the play after his sack of Aaron Rodgers. He runs backside all the way, chases Aaron Rodgers, hits him as he throws. And you can tell Aaron Rodgers he kind of had an idea that it was closing, but he didn't know how close it was. And then Aaron Rodgers gets up after the incompletion, just pats Micah Parsons on the helmet. That was one of those greatness, appreciating greatness type of moments. Two great players, special at what they do. Just understand, hey, this guy's younger. He got the better of me. You mentioned Rashawn Gary, 7.5 sacks this season at this point through 7 games. He had 7.5 sacks last year. He is 2 sacks away from his career high of 9.5 in 2021. Certainly looks like if he stays healthy, he's going to have double-digit sacks for the first time in his career. Micah Parsons has a little to do with that. There's no question that Micah Parsons has brought out the best in Rashawn Gary.
The cornerbacks were under fire last week and have been maybe a little bit throughout the year. Keyshawn Nixon may have had his worst day as a cornerback between penalties and mistakes. Carrington Valentine had a nice rebound game.
He did. The biggest surprise tonight is Christian Watson looking like he's in midseason form, one game back from an ACL. I mean, that's the biggest surprise. But defensively, the biggest surprise tonight is it turns out they're not going to be patient with Nate Hobbs. It turns out that one bad game, they're putting Carrington Valentine onto the field in the starting lineup, and he delivered. He was really good tonight. He forced the pass breakup in the end zone, I believe, against DK Metcalf to prevent a touchdown, almost had another one. He did what he does. He is a fighter at that position. He will battle for everything, and he might get beat, but if he gets beat, he's going to go down fighting. You love that tenacity in a cornerback. Keyshawn Nixon's been really good this season other than one night. So, okay, they weren't patient with Nate Hobbs. They put Carrington Valentine on the field. I'm going to go out on a limb saying they are going to be patient with Keyshawn Nixon. I think they're going to believe in the body of work, and he'll be just fine.
Well, we will see if that plays out. Ryan Wood, thank you so much for coming on, and look forward to hearing you throughout the week on all the different shows, buddy.
All right, take care.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood, joining us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Only got a couple minutes left here. I'm not going to ask who the MVP of the game is necessarily, because that obviously is going to be Jordan Love would be my guess. And then Tucker Kraft, or would you go Tucker Kraft and then Jordan Love, Tommy Wirtz? That's tough.
You go Tucker Kraft first.
You go Tucker Kraft over Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so okay, fine. So Tucker
Kraft. Bailed him out. He had like 830 yards after the catch today.
Yeah, no, he was amazing.
Yeah, 100%, it's Tucker Kraft.
No question. So a great job there. Next up, the Carolina Panthers, and then it's the Eagles, right? So now what needs to happen is you take care of business back at Lambeau on Sunday, noon kick. So we'll be on the air at 3 o'clock next Sunday, Tommy and myself. Then it's a night game with the Eagles. That'll be the next true test to see what happens. It looks like the Eagles are starting to figure out how to use Saquon Barkley again.
What do you mean, true tests? Like Andy Dalton? He's got a great track record in the NFL.
What are you talking about?
The Panthers.
What about the Panthers?
They're a 500 team. They actually are a 500 team.
Oh, Lord. Stop. Just stop, for the love of God.
We just poo-pooed on the Steelers for being a 500.
Yes.
Like, they,
and we're going to poo-poo on the Panthers, too, because that's
four and
a win.
4-4.
Yeah, that's a win. They're so after they beat the Panthers, then the Eagles are a true test. And then we see really what this Packers team is like at midseason. Saquon Barkley came alive here the last couple of weeks. So maybe they're starting to figure things out in Philadelphia. A.J. Brown, he was out again hurt. I'm not quite sure what's going on there with Jalen Hurts, so we'll have to wait and see in a couple of weeks. That'll do it. Packers win 35-25 tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, Inside Wisconsin Sports. Trevor Thomas, Josh Albrecht, Joe Thomas, the Hall of Famer, will join those boys at 7:40 tomorrow morning as they talk about the Packers, and I'm sure they'll talk some Badgers with Joe Thomas as well. Enjoy the rest of your night. Packers get the win, 35-25. It's been the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by the Lakeland University, live from the studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.